KRX.
Oh, hey there. Good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
What's happening, kid?
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Woody? Hmm.
Hey, you know what? Almost immediately ruined an appetite for me.
What's that?
I discovered this the other night. I was eating something. I was extremely hungry, and I was really excited to eat it. I can't remember what food it was, though. But anyway, I get like third bite in. Just the largest black hair yanked out of my mouth. And I'm like, no.
Was it your wife's hair at least?
No, it wasn't.
Rogue hair, no.
A rogue wild hair. And I'm just like, no, I can't eat anything else. It's all I think about. It was just gross. It's what worse? It's something that's grown out of your skin for years. You know, and I'm going to put that in your food. Gross.
Was it curly or was it straight?
I didn't look. It just kept yanking it out. It kept coming. And by the end of it, I'm going to bed.
So you're saying, so even if it's first bite of this delicious meal, first bite and you get that hair, you're done?
Yeah. Done. I can't, especially the same. Like I'm going to have to switch foods for sure if I was going to attempt to eat again. Couldn't eat the same thing, but yeah, it immediately ruins it for me.
Okay. What's worse? Rogue hair. Okay. That is a hue that doesn't belong to you or someone you know.
Okay. Pretty at the top of the list. Okay.
Fingernail.
Wow. Dang it. It's another thing that's been growing on your body for months.
Or Band-Aid. All right.
Oh, no.
I think Band-Aid's probably the worst for me. I think Band-Aid's going to do it.
Why is a Band-Aid? It's like the chewy rubberiness of it. And then it's not a gusher on the inside. That's blood.
Yeah. Yeah. You take a bite and then you realize, that's.
I don't know what I would take on that one.
I think hair, probably.
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
Like out of all of them.
Was going to be hard to top, man, but damn.
Yeah. What about that?
It's a chewy toenail.
Okay.
God.
What about a full digit in there? Just a big like a big toe.
Jesus, it's morbid. What is this? What is this? Bad Boys, dude? You finding fingers places?
Who made this soup? Jeffrey Dahmer? What the hell?
Ah, it's finger soup, yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's the main thing. That's the main ingredient in finger soup is a finger, okay?
Oh.
Yeah. No, I think Band-Aid's the worst out of all of that.
You
and
then
Band-Aids anywhere, not even just in food. If I find a rogue Band-Aid anywhere, I'm done.
Floating by you in the pool or even in the lake. Oh, God. Get me out of here. It's a floating Band-Aid. They should make those things sink. You know, I don't want to see it.
Yeah. Make them a little denser so at least they float to the bottom, all right?
Exactly. Come on. Let's see that thing. Yeah. Think about things in your food. I always had this reoccurring image or nightmare or whatever as a kid.
Yep.
Eating cereal and then finishing it, you know, it's just milk, you know, getting ready to sip the milk, like, and a spider just floating to the top.
Right to the top?
Right to the top. Like, I mean, eating this whole thing the whole time, and all of a sudden, this mess. Oh.
One thing that got me, and sorry if we're ruining everyone's appetite for the day.
I hope nobody's eating right now. Sorry.
Hey, good news, you're not eating today. There was that story about the guy who, finished a can of, like, soda, like cola or something like that.
Oh, no.
And there was, like,
story.
Remnants of like, a mouse at the bottom. So he finished this whole thing, and I was like, I'm going to throw up just talking about it. Yeah.
Just a wet mouse with a tail. Dude. The urban legend was it was a rat.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, I think it was a rat in a monster can. Could you imagine?
Like, what do you do at that point?
You get the last sip, and as you're drinking the last sip, something slides down. Poof, it's the front.
Hold on. I actually almost just threw up there. We're going to need to stop this conversation. Like, I did a
what
little.
What is that in there? That's heavy, too.
Give me a second. Give me a second. I'm not joking. I'm starting to tear up. Oh, my God. I wish I would even have brought that up. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it hits the front of the can, and the tail falls out of the mouth.
You know, like the acid in that soda's just been breaking it down. It's a nice coagulant. I'm gonna throw up.
Yeah, it doesn't have any eyes anymore. They're all kind of coagulated out.
Oh my God, I'm gonna throw.
Yes. Hey, how's that? I'm drinking an energy drink right now, too. You know, I'm going to take a sip of it. I swear I'm drinking.
Nice.
Oh, there might be a mouse in there.
Rat
tastes
juice.
Weird.
Or what about this? What about this? You bite into a sandwich, you get like three bites in, all of a sudden there's a maggot in there. Oh, my God.
Have you ever had an apple with a worm? I have.
No, never have.
Back in the day, for sure, I did one time. Man.
Oh.
Little wiggly worm in there.
Well, again, we apologize to everyone. Hey, good news. You may drop a couple pounds today because you're not going to eat anything. All right?
Dude, that's a good topic. How about this? What's the worst thing you've found in your food before?
Well, if it's any of those things, I think it's going to make the list.
It's got top of the list right there, boy.
Found a whole foot in my shrimp Alfredo. What?
Jeez, man.
Anyway. All right. Well, let's move on before I actually vomit all over the studio.
All right. Hey, cheers.
Cheers. No, you put that. You throw that can away. It's time for your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
All right, let's see here. What do we got for a Tuesday? Your dumb vocabulary for today. Fornicopia.
California.
No, not that. No, that's not even close. Fornicopia.
Fornicopia.
Yes. Fornicopia.
Does that have something to do with masturbation?
No.
It always does it.
No,
like.
I mean, I'm not saying that could be a part of the whole situation, but no, it's more in depth than that. More in depth on this dumb vocabulary.
Like when a bunch of people are doing it.
There you go. Yeah, that's right. It's a fornication cornucopia. It's an orgy, an event with a lot of people having sex. That's right, having sex.
What a weird thing. I'm here to shag.
All of us? Yes, all of you.
Us, yeah. You know?
I'm here
How
to
does
have
that party
sex?
Start? So it's such an interesting thing to me. So I've never been to an orgy or a swingers party?
Yep.
You just show up and then, it's like the YMCA locker room. You undress and everybody's cool.
Well, like any party, like even you think about like an old middle school dance. There's always got to be the first person. All right, the first couple that's going to go out and break the tension and start dancing, right? Just like at an orgy, who's the first couple? Because everyone's probably just standing around the punch bowl
Do you show up early or do you show up late?
Well, you don't want to show up too early, but if you show up too late, everyone's all partnered up, and then you're the guy in the corner masturbating. You don't want to be that guy.
You better get in the mood quick at that point. Yeah. It's kind of I don't know. I always kind of imagine what it would be like, and it's just... It just screams awkwardness to
me. Yeah, a lot of awkward standing around, you know.
Is there an hors d'oeuvre table anywhere?
And you don't want to fill up on hors d'oeuvres, right? So you got to be careful there. You don't want to be weighed down before the hors d'oeuvres. Yeah, you walk in, there's a bowl for the keys, and then there's some hand sanitizer, and then there's a nice punch bowl and a nice charcuterie there. That's what it is. Welcome to the orgy.
Basically, it's just a hell of a game of 7 minutes in heaven.
Well, this got intense real fast.
Right.
Yeah, I want to meet the person who's like, all right, I'm kicking this thing off. Just rip off your pants. Here we go.
All right, here we go.
Hey, you come here. We're starting this thing. I'm not ready.
Like partying.
I'm not ready. I still
feel like partying right now.
I still have my plate of cheese and meats. I'm not ready for the sex yet. Example, last night was a fornucopia. I like it. There you go.
The wife would show up and eat all the hors d'oeuvres. I'm full.
Now I'm full. I'm not in the mood anymore. Every time.
I'm full.
We've all been there, fellas. You're out on a date, and the lady orders the pasta. Just throw the condom out. You're not getting laid that night, all right? No. Feel bloated.
Save it for tomorrow.
You're not going to be in the mood tomorrow. It's now.
I don't want it right now. I'm full.
The babysitter is for the night only, okay?
I'm going to bed.
Oh, he's trying to convince your wife to fool around before the date. You're like, come on, let's have sex now. Because I know you're not going to be in the mood later.
You know, what if you date drink during work so you're drunk right before we go to dinner?
This fornucopia sucks. All right, there you go. That is your dumb vocabulary for a Tuesday. We're going to be back with more. It's the Plan B Morning Show.
Rock 106.